You're listening to thesportstalknetwork.com. This is the Steve Callis Show on sportstalknetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at @sportstalknet. The Steve Callis Show on sportstalknetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, October 19th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, and we'll start right in Detroit. Not the shocking news that the Tigers won the series, but the shocking news the way that it happened, the complete blowout of CC Sabathia and the Yankees. Game four, Tigers sweep the Yankees. Tigers 8, Yankees 1. Again, you have to give the Tigers a lot of credit. They pitched well. Delmon Young, the MVP, 4 game-winning RBIs, or RBIs that proved to be the game winner in 4 games. Apparently that's never happened before in a postseason series. He certainly deserves the MVP of the series. But it's more to me about the Yankees and what they couldn't and what they didn't do. Hopefully you read that article I wrote a few days ago called Joe Girardi is just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic because that's what he was doing. Should A-Rod have played? Absolutely. Would it have made a difference? Absolutely not. Eric Chavez, who replaced A-Rod, terrible again, winds up 0 for 16. So if you have a guy like Chavez 0 for 16 and a guy like A-Rod, no matter what his numbers are against righties, A-Rod has to play. They really humiliated the guy. He said all the right things after the game. While the victory is all about the Tigers and advancing to the World Series, the gigantic story in New York today is essentially what the heck are the Yankees going to do? Because they've got some deep problems now. Hard to believe that a team like this could hit this poorly. And while you can credit the Tigers starters all you want, I think John Smoltz said it best. You didn't even have to throw these guys a strike to get outs. And, in fact, every starter looked like Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander wasn't the only one who looked like Justin Verlander, but everybody looked like Verlander, and that's just hard to believe. Yesterday's game, the stars again, Delmon Young with an RBI single early, Cabrera with a mammoth two-run homer, Johnny Peralta with 2 home runs. Look, CC Sabathia, who has been the horse for years for the Yankees and was the horse this year until yesterday, didn't have much. But again, you got to give Peralta 2 home runs credit, Cabrera with a moonshot, Austin Jackson hit a home run. I mean, it's just stunning. The Tigers got out to a 1-0 lead, 2-0 lead, 6-0 lead, and the game was essentially over after 4. The Yankees did make some good comebacks this year, but let's be real. They never hit this whole series. It was embarrassing. All of 2 hits yesterday. Nunez gets a triple in Game 4 to follow up his home run off of Verlander in Game 3. Swisher, talk about too little, too late. Swisher, after the fact, gets an RBI single, the only RBI of the game for the Yankees. But again, when you go down the lineup, it was just stunning how bad these guys were. You know, Robinson Cano 3 for 40 with a 29 at-bat consecutive hitless streak, the longest in the history of baseball in the postseason, 0 for 29. I mean, just stunningly bad. The only guy who really hit much in this series was Ichiro. And, you know, I saw some reports that the Yankees shouldn't bring Ichiro back. I think that would be a huge mistake if he wants to be here. You know, he's a little bit of a strange bird. He's a private guy. It's interesting because before he came to New York, you heard he didn't even like to be touched. But I think he made a concerted effort to be one of the guys with the Yankees and, you know, was hugging people and high-fiving people when the Yankees were winning, et cetera, et cetera. I think he'd be a big help to the Yankees next year. Because through thick and thin, the only guys who hit were Jeter till he got hurt and Ichiro. And Chavez, of course, with monster hits for a while, although he obviously cooled off hitting 230 against the Tigers. But what Ibanez did, Raul Ibanez, what he did was just, you know, record-breaking. But give the Tigers all the credit. You know, Austin Jackson, who winds up being a star for the Tigers in this series, 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI yesterday and a home run, 353 average, 421 OBP. He was the big part of the Curtis Grandison trade. Grandison winds up on the bench yesterday. You know, came in to pinch hit and struck out. A-Rod came in to pinch hit, 0-for-2. Jason Nix came in to pinch hit for Chavez and made out. Chavez, 2 at-bats, 2 strikeouts. Also made an error yesterday. A complete and utter collapse for the Yankees. And again, you don't want to take anything away from the Tigers, but to me it was more about the Yankees not hitting than all four guys looking like Justin Verlander. Really a collapse of monumental proportions. As I wrote in the article, Cano, who hit 615 his last 9 games of the regular season, was actually quoted after the last game as saying, well, it's a good thing this came along just at the right time. And, you know, that's not quite exactly true. Although you can make a case if Cano doesn't do that, they don't win the division and have to go into a one-game playoff. But the reality is if you knew you were going 3-for-40 in the playoffs, I think you'd want to borrow a few of those hits when you were going, when you were batting 6-15. I think it was 24-for-39. And I'll say it forever, if you don't think hitting the baseball is the hardest thing to do in sport, you haven't been watching. But if you still don't think that, get a DVD of some of these Yankee games. It was just the most stunning thing because it was so collective. Virtually everybody was god-awful. There was very little middle ground here. Again, Jeter, yes. Ichiro, yes. But other than that, Swisher a disaster, Cano a disaster, Chavez a disaster, A-Rod a disaster, Russell Martin a disaster, Grandison a disaster, the return of Brett Gardner, I think he wound up 0-for-8. Nunez did get those two hits, triple in Game 4, home run off of Verlander in Game 3. But really, just a monumental collapse. For the Tigers yesterday, they had a field day, 16 hits. Jackson, 2 hits, including a homer. Infante, 2 hits. Cabrera, only 1, but a mammoth homer. Fielder, 2 hits. Delmon Young, 2 hits. Peralta, 2 hits, both homers. Dierks, the left fielder, 3-for-5. Garcia, who really hurt the Yankees, the right fielder, 2-for-5, hit .455 for the series. I mean, just a slaughter. At least yesterday. The other games, at least the Yankees pitched well. Tigers win the series 4-0. Tigers advance to the World Series. Yankees, what an offseason this is going to be. You know, A-Rod has a no-trade clause. He's got 5 years left of his contract at $114 million. Nobody with a brain thought he was going to be worth it for the whole 10 years. I don't know if anybody thought he'd be worthless essentially the last 6. You know, can he turn it around? Can he pull a Derek Jeter? Remains to be seen. A-Rod said he'll be back. He's got a no-trade clause. Yankees never had the lead in 4 games. The 188 team average is the lowest postseason average ever. You know, what are they going to do? A-Rod was humiliated. Does he really want to come back? Again, he said all the right things yesterday. Swisher's absolutely gone. People are saying Ichiro is gone. Boy, I hope he comes back. I mean, they could really use him. Andy Pettit only made $2.5 million this year. He should come back and he'll make a lot more money. What are the Yankees going to do? They got a lot of work to do. Tigers 8, Yankees 1. Tigers advance to the World Series. Yankees lick their wounds and go home. Scherzer gets the win, 5 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run earned, 10 strikeouts. Sabathia gets the loss, 3 2/3, 11 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. Teixeira, who never makes an error, should have had 2 errors, had an error and another botch play that they gave the guy a hit. But a shocking collapse in all departments yesterday, but certainly in hitting the entire time, the entire series. I mean, just a scary thing. National League. Giants hoping Tim Lincecum can become Tim Lincecum last night to tie up the series at 2, but it wasn't to be. in St. Louis, Cardinals 8, Giants 3. Cardinals lead the series 3-1, pretty commanding series. Cardinals get 2 runs in the first, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Again, was 2-1 after 2, 4-1 after 5, 6-1 after 6, 8-1 after 7, not really a game. Giants do get 2 in the 9th, but it certainly wasn't enough. Cardinals don't hit any home runs. Giants hit 2 home runs. Sandoval hit a home run. Hunter Pence hit a home run. All irrelevant, all too little, too late. Adam Wainwright gets the win. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run earned, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Lincecum couldn't get the job done. 4 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned. Giants were hoping he could catch lightning in a bottle. Lincecum had pitched well down the stretch. Had pitched well in relief in the playoffs. Deserved and got a start. And frankly, just couldn't get the job done. Cardinals playing without Beltran. But of course, as happens with the Cardinals, you know, how do they do it? Carpenter replaces Beltran in the lineup after hitting a 2-run homer the other day. Scores 2 runs and has another big double yesterday and 2 walks. St. Louis is very deep. They're miracle workers. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Matt Holliday singles to center to give them a 1-0 lead with an RBI, 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs for the game. Yadier Molina, 2 RBIs. John Jay, 2 RBIs. Got to give the Cardinals a lot of credit. Going to be virtually impossible for the Giants to beat them 3 in a row. Posey having a nightmare series, batting 143. Scudero, 2 hits for the Giants. Pagan, 2 hits for the Giants, but not nearly enough. Jay Holliday and Yadier Molina, 2 hits for the Cardinals. Even Cosmo, the shortstop, 2 hits for the Cardinals. Cardinals 8, Giants 3. Cardinals lead the series 3-1. Unclear whether Beltran's going to return for Game 5. But again, I don't know how St. Louis does it. Mike Matheny, the new manager, you have to give him credit. No Tony La Russa, no Albert Pujols. And the Cardinals still find themselves in a position just like last year. Nobody thinks they can win, and they win. They beat the Nationals with 4 in the 9th to advance. I mean, it's just, they're a bigger story than the Tigers. St. Louis, a great baseball town, of course. I give the Cardinals a lot of credit. They rebuilt. Nobody really gave them a shot this year. No La Russa, no Pujols. They gave Yadier Molina a lot of money. He's been unbelievable for them. Nobody thought he could be the offensive force he's been. Batting 313 in this series, but had a great year, regular season as well. They have a lot of experience. They've got Freeze, the MVP. They've got Craig, who was great in the postseason last year. Carpenter has been an able fill-in for Beltran. Their pitching is good. Matt Holliday, despite that slide, still an excellent player. Cosmo's come to the forefront with clutch hits as a shortstop, who will be remembered as the infield fly rule shortstop. But he's much better than being remembered for that. And they just have a solid lineup up and down. Jay, Carpenter, Holliday, Craig, Molina, Freeze, Descalso's very good, Cosma, and whoever the pitcher is. Cardinals deserve a lot of credit. Looks like it's going to be Tigers-Cardinals. My guess would be the Tigers will be favored, but again, if the Cardinals get through the Giants, and it looks like they will, I think you're going to have to like them in the World Series. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Switch over to the big Thursday night football game yesterday. Seattle goes down to San Francisco to play the 49ers. Now, Seattle had that miracle comeback against the Patriots at home to beat the Patriots, and the 49ers got thrashed by the Giants at home. But yesterday, the 49ers beat the Seahawks, obviously a defensive struggle between these two teams, 49ers 13, Seahawks 6. Alex Smith, who has, in my mind, regressed, has become more of a game manager now. Now, look, Seattle has a good defense. Obviously, the Giants have a good defense. But they rely on Frank Gore, which is fine. Frank Gore is unbelievable. 16 rushes for 131 yards yesterday. But the question is now arising. I thought and think Alex Smith had improved enough to pick the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. And certainly early on, and in the playoffs last year, he looked like that. But when the 49ers get down, and they were down 6-3 at the half, that's not as big a deal. But when they get down, for example, to the Giants last week, where they wind up losing by 20, the question becomes, do they have the capacity, the offensive capacity, to come back when they're down 10, 14 points? The answer seems to be no. And that's a problem. I mean, I'm still picking the 49ers over the Patriots, and the Patriots lost to the Seahawks last week. But yesterday, 49ers 13, Seahawks 6. Alex Smith, 14 for 23, 140 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Russell Wilson came back to earth, 9 for 23, 122 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. Gore, 16 rushes for 131 yards and 5 catches for 51 yards. But there really wasn't much of a passing attack. Crabtree, 4 for 31, again, only 14 for 23. Not bad, but no offense. And Seahawks the same way. Marshawn Lynch, 19 attempts for 103 yards, but really no passing at all, 122 yards passing. You have two good defensive teams, obviously. Smith hit Delanie Walker with a 12-yard touchdown pass, the only touchdown of the game. Brandon Browner picked off Smith later in the end zone, and that's the old. If you're so close that you're throwing the ball into the end zone, you got to be extra careful. You got to get at least three there as opposed to an interception. But the 49ers survive. They're now 5-2. They lead the Seahawks, who are now 4-3. 49ers 13, Seahawks 6. You know, I like Thanksgiving football. I don't think they should have a game every Thursday. I'm sure it's here to stay and it's irrelevant. But to make these guys play Sunday, Thursday, just as we know football once a week, Sunday, 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 Monday, Monday, Sunday. But to go Sunday, Thursday, I always thought Thanksgiving was weird, but it was Thanksgiving. It's been an institution for, what, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years? But this every Sunday, and look, the NFL Network is here to stay, and that's their little niche, so they're not going to change things. But I really think these Sunday game, Thursday night games are really not, I don't think it's beneficial for the players. I certainly don't mind watching Thursday night football, but yesterday was a baseball night, I thought. But in any event, it's here to stay. 49ers get the win. 49ers in first place. I think they're going to win that division. As I said, I picked them to win the Super Bowl. But they got a lot of work to do as well, especially with Alex Smith, who needs to continue to improve. A couple of other NFL notes. Unbelievably, Terrell Suggs, the NFL Player of the Year for the Ravens last year, Defensive Player of the Year for the Ravens last year. Now with Ray Lewis gone for the season with a torn triceps muscle, Suggs is going to try and play this Sunday. He had torn Achilles tendon surgery in May. And it's, to me, it's like virtually impossible that this guy can come back and be good. But he was working out yesterday. I know he's a tough guy. I know he's a great player. I know he wants to step in and try and fill that Ray Lewis leadership on the field void. But my goodness, I hope, you know, I hope he doesn't re-injure himself. Because the Ravens have a lot of defensive problems now. They're a better offensive team than they've ever been. Flacco is better. But now, Haloti Ngata, torn MCL, Ray Lewis, torn triceps, Ladarius Webb, their top cornerback, torn ACL. I mean, it's just a disaster. So you give Suggs credit for trying to come back. You hope he doesn't really hurt himself. An interesting game this weekend, and I'll probably write an article about it tomorrow. Didn't have the time today. The Jets go up to New England to play the Patriots, and while I agree with Bill Parcells, your record is, you know, says what you are. You are what your record says you are. They're both 3-3. You can't compare these two teams. The Patriots should have won the game against Arizona when they called the phantom hold on Gronkowski. Literally, that would have been the game-winning touchdown with about 40 seconds left. Another game they lost on a field goal where the replacement refs, you know, I thought that field goal was no good. They lost to the Ravens in the last second. Not reviewable because it went over the upright. And then they finally lost to Seattle in Seattle. But again, to lead a team like Seattle in Seattle for whatever it was, 55, 56, 57 minutes, that's, you know, they collapsed for sure, the Patriots did, but they could easily be 5-1. They're a much better 3-3 than the Jets are. I guess if you're a Jets fan, you say, well, we're both 3-3 and we can go up there and beat them. But to me, that's highly unlikely. I always give you one NFL game every week against the spread. This week, Arizona goes into Minnesota to play the Vikings. Vikings favored by 6. I'll take the Vikings and lay the 6. Arizona's come back to earth after that 4-0 start, which, again, I thought was referee-aided in terms of the Patriots game. They're now 4-2. They have back-to-back losses, home losses, the Cardinals do to the Rams and the Bills. Come on. So I think the Vikings, who are better at home, are going to explode and beat the Cardinals pretty soundly, but they're laying 6, so that's my pick, Vikings by 6 over the Arizona Cardinals. A few other things. One meaningful college game last night, number 2 Oregon goes to Arizona State. People thought maybe Arizona State could play with them. Didn't turn out that way. 22-7 at the quarter, 43-7 at the half. Oregon coast to a 43-21 victory over Arizona State. Kenyon Barner was the star. 16 rushes for 143 yards, 3 TDs, including a 71-yarder. I guess he has to share the spotlight with the Oregon quarterback Mariota. He only threw 12 passes, 9 for 12 for 46 yards and a touchdown, but he also ran 10 times for 135 yards and a touchdown. So you have to give him a ton of credit as well. Arizona State, not quite as good as people thought, but now Oregon 43, Arizona State 21. To maybe solidify their number two ranking. They're 3 in the BCS, but number two ranking in the AP poll. Chip Kelly was very upset about that. I don't know why you get upset whether you're ranked 1 or 2. I guess in the BCS poll you have to be a little worried, because obviously the BCS poll determines the national championship game. But to beat a good team on the road like Arizona State, I think their BCS numbers will go up as well. Oregon 43, Arizona State 21. The big college game tomorrow, Florida at home against South Carolina. Florida number 3 in the country, or number 2 in the country, depending on what poll you look at. South Carolina number 9 in the country, 3:30 tomorrow. You know, can Steve Spurrier do it? I don't know. I think Florida is better than everybody thought, and Florida is at home. When the home team's favored by 3, that's essentially a pick'em game on talent. But I'll have to go with Florida. Florida at home against South Carolina. That's the only game where 2 top 10 teams play each other in college football tomorrow. Quickly, a minute on the NHL. You know, you hope they have the intelligence to end this lockout. Don't know if it'll happen. On Tuesday, the NHL offered the players a 50-50 split. Now, if you follow this, it's kind of tedious, but the NHL players got 57% of the money last year. The NHL owners now want it to be a 50-50 split. They had proposed that if that was acceptable, they could have an 82-game schedule, a full season starting November 2nd. But Donald Fehr, the former baseball players union leader, who now is helping out the NHL players, who leads their union, after saying they would review it, they came back with 3 counteroffers, and Gary Bettman said yesterday that these counteroffers are simply not sufficient for the owners to accept. Now, you know, Bettman, you know, these guys are take it or leave it guys oftentimes. See what the NHL did with those replacement refs, the NFL did with their replacement refs, till they were embarrassed into making some concessions. But we'll have to see. You hate to miss more hockey. Hockey, more than any other sport, cannot afford to miss games. They're not the NBA. They're not Major League Baseball. They're not the NFL. You hate to see these lockouts and missing actual regular season games. It's really disgraceful. Hopefully they can get a deal this weekend and start the season November 2nd. As Yogi says, it gets late early, and it's getting late now for the start of the NHL season. TV tonight, the big one, of course, the Giants at the Cardinals, Game 5, 8 o'clock Eastern on Fox, ESPN Radio nationally. Zito against Lynn. It's kind of funny. Zito was left for dead a couple of years ago. He was horrible. Now the Giants turn to Zito, who had a very good year this year. They turn to Zito to literally save their season. Zito was 15-8 this year. Lynn was 18-7. It's a tall order, though. Again, the notion that the Giants are going to beat the Cardinals 3 in a row. But if they get this game, they do go back for 2 at home, so you'd have to give them a chance. WNBA Finals, 1 game apiece, best of 5, Minnesota at Indiana tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN2. 1 college football game, a Big East game, UConn at Syracuse, 8 o'clock Eastern. That's on ESPN. That's your TV tonight. But the big one, again, Giants at Cardinals, 8 o'clock Eastern on Fox. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.